Mr. Henry.
That's me, little lady. What can I do for you?
Oh, hi, I came along just to do advertisements you put in the paper. The one that inquired about a nurse and a traveling companion.
Advertisements? Oh, yes. Are you interested in that job?
Yes, I am, Mr. Turner. That is, if I would be suitable.
Well, sit down, girl. Tell me something about yourself. Where do you live? In New York?
Yes, sir. Up in the Bronx.
Uh-huh. Alone?
Yes, sir.
And what's your name?
Lansing. Doreen Lansing.
Mm-hmm. And you'll live alone, right?
Yes, sir. And I'm sure I'd make a good traveling companion for any lady.
This happens to be a gentleman.
Oh.
Oh, don't be alarmed. He's quite old. And I'm quite certain you'll be satisfactory.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Turner.
Oh, this is the gentleman now.
What's this, huh?
This is Doreen Lansby, sir. She came down to ask about the position as your traveling companion. Doreen, Mr. Druce.
How do you do?
Seems quite nice. What do you think, Terry?
Eminently satisfactory.
Very well. Miss Lansby, be here at 10 tomorrow morning. We sail at noon.
Yes, sir.
And be on time. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, sir.
That'll be all.
Yes, sir. And thank you, sir.
Now to get this silly brace up my leg. There we are. Sick and tired of this old man's get-up. That young dame. She's just what we need. Dumb. Doesn't know what she's getting herself into.
Maybe she doesn't. But we do. Don't be tenery.
This is Steve Granger, private detective, with a story about a chase from New York to a South American port named Salvador in pursuit of a young woman. But don't get me wrong. This was strictly business. In just a moment, I'll take you back to one of my most interesting cases. This is Granger. It was one of those dull days. Dull, that is, professionally. I was sitting behind my desk wondering whether I could convince the Inland Revenue guys that this had been a bad month when the door opened and a kindly-looking old gent quavered his way towards me.
Mr. Granger, I am Rudolph Lansby. I've come to you with a problem.
Well, this is just the day I could use the problem, Mr. Lansby. Have a chair. Tell me all about it.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Granger. I'm worried about my young niece, Doreen. She's missing.
You notified the police?
Yes, and they're doing what they can. However, I'm afraid that hers is not just an ordinary disappearance. For one thing, there was no reason for her to do that.
Does your niece live with you?
Oh, no, I live upstate. Doreen lives right here in New York. She has a furnished room in the Bronx.
And you checked there, of course.
Oh, yes, I did. Her landlady tells me she hasn't seen Doreen since she went on her vacation. She was supposed to be back here 2 weeks ago.
So where did she go on her vacation?
I don't know. She telephoned me to say she was taking a sea voyage. Mm-hmm. I thought she was joking, but now... Oh, Mr. Granger, will you look into this for me?
Certainly, Mr. Lansby. Just jot down all the information you can and give me a photograph if you have one.
Yes, I have. I brought it with me.
By the photograph, Doreen Lansby was a fresh-faced youngster with a sweet smile. She could have been over 23 or 4. I waited until Rudolph Lansby finished scribbling what he knew, then went up to the Bronx to Doreen Lansby's rooming house. It was a house that must have been old when the Indians sold Manhattan for $24. Everything about it sad, including the landlady who grudgingly admitted me to the girl's room. The room still held her few possessions, a $10 radio, five $5 dresses, and an old blue handbag. The handbag was empty except for a mirror in one compartment and a newspaper clipping, a clipping that sent me back to Lower Manhattan in a hurry. This was room 403 at 1456 West 32nd Street.
Yes, sir, and what can I do for you?
Did you put this want ad in the newspaper?
Now, let me see it.
Why? My name is Steve Granger. I'm a private investigator. I'm looking for a girl named Doreen Lansby. She disappeared. Thought she might have answered this advertisement.
Why, yes, she did answer it. She met the gentleman whose companion she was to be.
Gentleman?
Yes, his name is Alfred Druce. Oh, but don't look so scandalized. Mr. Druce is in his 70s. He wanted a young woman to go with him to act as sort of unofficial nurse and companion.
Where did they go?
Sea voyage. They touched at several ports, Havana among others, and finally landed a place called Salvador.
Salvador? It's almost at the top of South America.
Yeah, that's all.
What about the ship they sailed on? Remember anything about that?
I believe it sailed August 2 from Pier 6. I can't remember the name.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Tenery. Appreciate what you've told me.
Come around anytime, Granger. I'll be delighted to help you.
My next move was to Pier 6 on the east side of Lower Manhattan. I hit the kind of luck that plays along with a private eye once in a blue moon. The ship Doreen Lansby had sailed on was in port. The first mate remembered Doreen Lansby very well, and Alfred Druce, the polio-crippled old guy she'd sailed with. He told me they'd stayed in Salvador. and also mentioned that they'd unloaded Doreen Lanvey's car there. And that's all I could get, Mr. Lanvey. Your niece got off the ship at Salvador, never came back aboard.
Doreen must be found. You see, Granger, there's something I haven't told you. She is the beneficiary under her grandfather's will. If she doesn't turn up by a certain date, the money goes to charity.
Did she know that?
No. The will stipulated that she was not to be told about it until her 23rd birthday.
Mr. Lanvey, do you mind spending some money to find your niece?
Any amount you like. Just find her.
Then I think I better take the next plane to Salvador. Seven hours and 1,400 miles later, I got off at Salvador, a subtropical island that had everything, including, I hope, Doreen Lanvey. Salvador Island was 22 miles long, 10 miles wide, with high cliffs at one end. I went over it with one of the natives as a guide. Doreen Lanvey was as invisible as the man who owes you $10. Then I checked the local police.
Senor Granger, you wish to see me?
Yes, Captain Dominguez. I'm a private investigator from New York. I'm looking for a girl who got off the SS Astral in the early part of August.
Her name?
Doreen Lanvey.
Oh, yes. I remember the Senorita Lanvey very well. A most charming young lady.
Well, you remember, huh?
See, she had her car shipped down here.
Did you see this car, Captain?
No, but I knew about it. She sold it, you see, and transfers of property such as American automobiles come to my attention.
Huh?
I checked the ownership papers. They were in order.
To whom did she sell this car?
To another American. His name was, Alfred Drews.
Alfred Drews?
Si.
Was he an old man with a bad leg?
Not at all, Senor Granger. Mr. Drews was a young man, obviously enjoying the very best of health.
I'll continue with this interesting story in a minute. I looked at Captain Dominguez while my mind started doing a rock and roll at double tempo. Alfred Drews was a pretty unusual name. The guy Tenery back in New York had told me that the Alfred Drews who engaged Doreen Lanvey was an old guy. Now the South American police officer was telling me he was a young guy in the pink. Did that mean he wasn't the same Alfred Drews who came down on the ship with him?
Senor Granger, I know nothing of that. We rarely check people coming into Salvador. We have no immigration law and no customs official.
Remind me to retire sometime. What about this car? According to what you tell me, anyone could bring an automobile into Salvador without paying duty.
Si, senor.
And you say Miss Lanvey sold it to Drews?
Si. It was, I believe, shipped further south to Brazil after it was repaired.
Repaired?
There was something wrong in the back. The differential, it is called, I think. A local man repaired it, I understand.
I'd like to see this local mechanic, if that's possible, Captain.
Certainly. But only after we have lunch, eh?
The lunch was a combination of Latin foods that made me feel as though I'd taken four martinis made of flaming gasoline. After my breathing had back to normal, Captain Dominguez rode me out to see the mechanic.
This is the place, senor.
Yeah, it looks kind of deserted, doesn't it?
See, it does. We will go in, huh?
Hello? Anybody here? Hey, Dominguez. Take a look.
This is very funny, Senor Granger. Our man seems to have gone. The place has been, what you say, cleaned up.
Yeah. I wonder what happened.
Perhaps he could get no more cars.
More cars? You mean the man who ran this place shipped other cars besides the one Doreen Lanvey brought down?
Si, senor. Quite a few.
Sent them all to Brazil?
That is only hearsay. I have no definite knowledge.
What was this guy's name?
Smith.
An American?
Si, just like you, Senor Granger.
Hey, that's strange. See, Captain, over there?
Something on the floor. It sparkles.
Sure it does. Let's take a closer look. That's grease. Out of a car. That's what's sparkling. See it?
But this is a tiny flake of gold. And here is another. I see another.
Dominguez, you know what this is? It's smuggling. And by one of the most ingenious methods I've ever struck.
You mean that gold was smuggled in the cars?
Yeah, in the differential. Don't you see? The smugglers would ship the cars here. This mechanic Smith would open up the differential cases, extract the grease holding the gold, put them back together again.
That is fantastic, senor.
Don't make your small bet. But the cars never left the island.
Then where are they?
What about those cliffs at the north end of Salvador? They could have been driven off into the sea. I think it might be worth hiring a diver and sending him down for a look-see. While Captain Dominguez made arrangements for a diver, found a local telephone company, and discovered that they had radio contact with the outside world. It took me about 5 minutes to reach Cal Hendricks, my newspaper friend, 1,400 miles away.
Hello, Hendricks speaking.
Cal, this is Steve Granger.
Holy heck, what are you doing in Salvador?
Hunting for an heiress and coming up with a gold smuggling racket.
Dave, have you been drinking?
Not a drop.
You must be kidding.
Not this time. Some smart character has been smuggling gold out of the States in the differentials of automobiles.
What some guys will do for a living.
Cal, get in touch with the customs officials.
Sure thing.
Also have them watch a guy named Tenery at room 403, 1456 East 32nd Street.
Will do.
Also...
Hey, you're really working me, aren't you?
Also, see what you can get on an old guy by the name of Alfred Druce who sailed for Salvador in a ship named the Astral.
Alfred Druce, huh? Well, name's unusual. Should be hard to get something.
Okay, that's all.
Hey, just before you hang up. You're not planning to reverse the charges on this call, are you?
Calm down, kid. It'll come out of expenses. Oh, just one last thing. It wouldn't hurt to get someone to watch Rudolph Lanvey, too. He's the missing heiress's uncle. After talking to Cal, I rejoined Dominguez, who dug up a diver, and we repaired to a spot below the cliffs at the end of Salvador Island. The underwater merchant had only been down a few minutes when he started talking, and I could see Dominguez on the other end of the connecting telephone nodding his head in excitement.
Hey. Bueno. Daniel Granger.
What is it, Captain?
Your guess was correct. He has found four cars on the seabed already.
Tell him to keep logging.
Si, senor. Altogether, he has found five cars, Senor Granger. And if I remember correctly, it was five cars that the man Smith repaired.
Dominguez.
One moment, Senor. He's saying something. This is not a good thing, Senor Granger.
What is it?
In the fifth car, the diver has also found a body.
As soon as the words left the South American police captain's lips, I felt an ice-cold shudder come up out of the tropical heat and flick me on the back of the neck. It looked as though I'd found the missing Doreen Lanvey at the bottom of the sea. In just a moment, I'll bring you the climax of the case. Dominguez, the Salvadorian police captain, and I stood tense as the diver's head broke through the water, and he emerged with a body he'd found in the car under the sea. But I heaved a sigh of relief as I saw that it wasn't the girl I'd come looking for. This was the body of a man.
Senor Granger, I know this man. He's the one called Smith, the mechanic.
Captain Dominguez, I know this man too. As well as being called Smith, the mechanic, he is called Lou Denver, the smuggler. Customs boys have been trying to catch up with him for years.
He was shot twice before being brought into the sea. This is murder. And this is not nice, Senor Granger. I shall have to take steps.
Well, your first steps had better be a notification to the FBI about this.
Si. And you, Senor?
I'm taking a few steps, too. I still haven't found Doreen Lanvey. Finding out where Doreen Lanvey had gone turned out to be as easy as tracking a rhinoceros across a dining room floor. The local airlines office told us that she had booked a passage to Los Angeles by way of Miami. Also booking a passage was one Alfred Druce, a man very much in demand. So it looked like it was destination Los Angeles for me. Only I took the short way around, via New York City.
Hey, you made a fast trip back, Stevie, my boy.
Yeah, I'm not through traveling. I got a half a dozen things to do. First, what did you get on Alfred Druce?
Nothing on the old man, but there's another Alfred Druce, a young one. He's got an apartment at this address. Here.
Good. What about Tenery?
Our government boys are keeping tabs on him. They haven't found anything suspicious in his past.
Rudolph Lanvey, Doreen's uncle.
According to my sources, old man Lanvey seems as clean as a breakfast napkin.
Thanks, Cal. I'd better get moving.
Hey, but wait a minute. What about the rest of the story? That gold smuggling caper. I'm in the market for a scoop like that.
You and that greedy editor of yours will have to wait till the whole thing's sewn up. Adios, amigo.
I knew I'd get that South American punchline.
My next stop was Rudolph Landy to check one thing. Did his niece, the missing girl, ever own a car? The answer was definitely in the negative. That meant I had only one more stop to make en route for California.
Why, it's Mr. Granger, isn't it?
That's right. How are you, Mr. Tenery?
Fine, Mr. Granger, fine. Have you found that Landry girl?
No, but I took a most interesting trip, Tenery, down to Salvador. At the request of Rudolph Landy, Doreen's uncle. I found out that the girl got off the ship and never got back on again. Funny, isn't it?
It is strange.
So did your old man friend, Alfred Druce.
Yeah, I wondered what had happened to him. Is he happy in Salvador?
He's not there anymore. Tenery, why did Doreen Landy ship an automobile to Salvador?
Oh, I didn't know she had.
Because something happened to that car. She sold it. After it was sold, somebody ran it into the ocean. Funny business, isn't it?
Yes, sounds like it.
You know, there's talk in Salvador. Talk that a car might be used to smuggle in something from the States.
Really?
Are you sure you don't know the whereabouts of Alfred Druce?
Oh, Granger, I wish I could help you, but I simply don't know a thing.
Well, thanks just the same. See you around, Tenery. Tenery's eyes had become as shifty as a tap dancer's tootsies. I made with the feet as though I was walking down the hall. Then I bent close to the door panel and listened as Tenery made a call to Los Angeles. A call I jotted down. Cal, I know where Druce is in Los Angeles.
How'd you find that out?
I talked to Tenery. I made like I knew a lot. Instead of leaving, I listened at his door. He called this number in L.A. I'm leaving on the next flight.
That makes Tenery one of the gang.
It does, and I suggest you tell the government boys what I told you. I'll contact the local men in California.
What about Doreen Landy?
That's just what I'm thinking. What about her? On the way home, that funny feeling of being followed hung over me like a thundercloud over a Sunday picnic. But I could spot no one. I threw a few things into a bag and walked out of my apartment house intending to hail a cab. I just spotted one and started to flag it down when I dropped to the sidewalk and started crawling towards the doorway.
Hey, mister, you all right?
Did you see where those shots came from?
No, I didn't see a thing.
The incident was explained to a police officer who suddenly appeared and took notes from any number of people who thought they saw the whole thing. Then I headed for LaGuardia Airfield. Nine hours later, I was at the Los Angeles airport. An hour after that, I was walking down Serrano Street, two blocks south of Hollywood Boulevard. This was the place Tenery had telephoned his friend Alfred Druce. A typical bungalow court, overrun with children, weeds, and a general air of despondency. I moved around the rear of the series of buildings looking for one number, 1423 and a half. It was the second from the last. Through a window, a young woman could be seen. In the photograph, I could identify her as Doreen Landy. She was alone.
Who is it?
Your Uncle Rudolph sent me. Open the door.
Please, you must go away immediately.
Uh-oh, baby. I'm here to take you back to New York. Where's Druce?
He went to the airport. He was looking for a man named Steve Granger.
I'm glad he missed me. Come on, Doreen. We're leaving.
Oh, I can't. He'll kill me. He'll kill Uncle Rudolph. He told me he would.
Oh, Druce?
Yes.
Why? And what's this business of you buying cars and shipping them to Salvador?
Oh, he looked like a kindly old man. He asked me to do it as a favor. He transferred the car to me. I didn't know until we got to Salvador that he was a crook.
How'd you happen to find out, Doreen?
When we got there, I transferred the car back to him. I'd driven it off the wharf. I left some gloves in the front seat. I took a cab and... went out to that garage.
Uh-oh.
I saw that man, Denver, the mechanic. He was with Mr. Juice. Only Mr. Juice wasn't old anymore. And he wasn't crippled.
What else did you see?
I was so fascinated. I watched while they took something out of the back of the car. Oh, underneath, that is.
The differential.
Oh, is that what it was? Then they took all the grease and heated it. It was then I saw the gold.
Why didn't you report it to the Salvadorian police?
Well, Mr. Juice saw me. He ran after me and caught me. He told me he'd kill my uncle if I didn't do what he asked.
And that was to come here with him?
Yes, he said that after a week I could go. He was waiting for something to come in the mail.
Probably a money order, paying him for the gold he smuggled. Come on, Doreen. You haven't got a thing to worry about.
Perhaps she hasn't, but you have. Steve Granger, isn't it? And put up your hands.
Okay.
I was sorry I missed you at the airport, but perhaps this is even better.
You're in trouble, Druce. There are four customs men, one at each corner of this block. Right now, having spotted you, they're moving in, step by step.
I don't believe you.
You'll never get out of the block, so why not play it smart? You got one murder rap against you, you know.
No one will ever prove that.
They can see one of the men now, Druce, moving in. You can take the girl and me, but not four more.
In that case, I have nothing to lose, have I?
But I've got plenty.
Doreen, get out of here, fast.
No! Well, friends, that's the story. I'll be back to wrap up the case in just a minute. Luck had been perched on my shoulder like the American Eagle. When Druce lifted the gun to fire, I grabbed him. During the struggle, the shot went into the ceiling. I got a chance to belt him on a whiskers. He was turned over to the government men. Doreen Lanvey and I flew back to New York. A day later, Cal and I were talking it over.
That guy Tannery broke down and confessed too, Steve. He also admitted taking those shots at you when you left your apartment.
You know, that winds it up pretty neat. Doreen Lanvey gets her inheritance. And I should get a little reward from Uncle Sam for turning up Druce and Tannery as smugglers.
And Stevie,
yeah?
Don't forget me. I'm due for a cut on anything you get.
Now, Cal, do I look like the type who chisel on a pal?
Do I have to answer that?
Why, you jerk.
Mr. Granger, they told me I'd find you here. It's all so wonderful. I just came from the lawyers and... Oh, I'm to get all of Grandfather's estate.
Well, I'm happy to hear it, darling.
And I so want to do something for... Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Cal Hendricks. He helped a lot, too.
I'm glad to know you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, likewise, beautiful.
Oh, isn't he handsome?
You think so?
Those dark brown eyes.
Well, don't let him fool you.
And that lovely voice.
That's dark brown, too.
Well, I just love dark brown.
Stevie, I'm sure you won't mind excusing us. I think Doreen and I ought to talk this over.
No, of course not. Hey, what am I saying? Bring that girl back here. I found her first. Steve Granger again. You've just heard one of the most interesting cases in my files. I'll have another one for you. So be around next time.